woke up this morning, August 3rd. It's been a pretty slow and uneventful summer. Went to visit a friend in Santa Fe, went to New Orleans, and went to see my family. Woke up this morning and it occurred I needed one more track to finish up the record. I was feeling out of fuel and uninspired. Laid in my bed too long, a little down, a little tired. Met my girl and we walked down Union Street. I was scattered and my head was in a bunch of places. Bought a $350 pair of lampshades and we ate at Perry's and I ordered crab cakes. Blue crab cakes. Blue crab cakes. Blue crab cakes. She said I seemed distracted and asked what was going on with me. I said I can't explain it, it's a middle-aged thing. She said okay and ate her eggs Benedict. And I looked at the walls cluttered with sports bar shit. Sports bar shit. Sports bar shit. Sports bar shit. Talked a little bit with my sister. She's got a new boyfriend, he's a deer hunter, and she's getting used to venison. And my dad's still fighting with his girlfriend about his flirting with the girls at Panera Bread. My mom was good but sounded out of breath. But worry so much about her, I worry to death. I worry to death. I worry about her to death. The other night I went and saw the postal service. Ben's my friend, but getting there was the worst. Trying to park and getting up the hill and finding a spot amongst the drunk kids staring at themselves. Standing at the back with a crowd of 8,000. Thought of Ben when I met him in 2000 at a festival in Spain. He was on the small stage then and I didn't know his name. Now he's singing at the Greek and he's busting moves. And my legs were hurting and my feet were too. I called him after, said I'll skip the backstage high bye. But thanks for the nice music and all the exercise. And we laughed and it was alright. And we laughed and it was alright. And it was alright. Between a middle-aged guy with a backstage pass, a guy with a gut hanging around like a jack. Everybody there was 20 years younger at least. I'll leave you this, not my fondest memory. I carried my legs back down the hill, gave my backstage passage to cute Asian girls. Drove to my place near Tahoe, got my hot tub and I thought, well that's how it goes. And it was quiet and I was listening to the crickets. And Ben's still out there selling lots of tickets. And though I'm content, there's a tinge of competitiveness, but Ben's my friend and I know he gets it. Then a couple of days my meltdown passed. Back to the studio doing 12-hour shifts, singing a song about one thing or another. Another day behind the microphone this summer.